Thank you, Chaim. We have a new guest here joining us for Shir, little Zevi. Zevi, you want to say hi? This is your first year? You're looking around? So, given the circumstances, I did not get a chance to review the Mar Makomas this morning, so we'll go through and see how this goes. We have three sugyas I gave you, three seven Mar Makomas. So let's begin with Chiv Nashim B'Pirkas HaMazon. What level of Chiv, if there is even a Chiv, of women B'Pirkas HaMazon? So let's just go through the Mishnah and beginning of the Gemara on Lamed Chesam and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Mishaya Eved O Isha El Katan Mekarnaso. If someone who's not Chayv and Halal reads for you, namely an Eved, a Isha, or a Katan, you have to own Achre and Mashahein Omrim. You have to repeat word after word because you cannot be Yotze through what they say. Vitavola Meira, and there should be some type of curse or something like that for using such a person as a shliach, or perhaps Rashi says the fact that you yourself didn't learn the halachas, how to read halal, that also isn't a good thing. So tavola meira, such a person who has to repeat word after word, not such a good thing. So if, however, a gadol who knows how to read, on achav haluka, if you're having a shliach who's a gadol to read for you, all you have to do is say haluka, it's kind of like amen after each pasuk he says, and you're yotze through the word haluka, repeating after each line. Mok mishnagu la kfol yichbol, and play had the custom to double up the psukim. Odecha, we repeat, and other stuff like that, Ana Hashem. So you could have that same minhag to repeat psukim. Yifshot, if the minhag is to say just one, the pasuk just one time, you could just say it one time. Levarich, Levarich, if the minhag is to say bracha, you should say bracha. Hakol, Kiminik, Medina, whatever you do is fine as long as you follow that minhag of the makom. So the Gemara now brings a Braisa from Brachos Chafam and Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Be'emes Amru. In reality, really, the truth is, the halacha is that Ben Mevarach L'Aviv, a son could say Bracha Birkas HaMazon for his father, Ve'evin Mevarach L'Rabbo, a servant for his master, Ve'isha Mevarachas L'Baila, and a wife could say Birkas HaMazon for her husband. Ava Amru Chacham, Tavo Meira L'Adam, She'ishto Ubanav Mevarach L'O. But Tavo Meira, again, not a good thing if a person's wife benches on his behalf, or his son benches on his behalf. So the Gemara, let's see Rashi here. Rashi in the Gemara says, Be'emes Amru. Be'emes means kol be'emes halacha hiv ein kolik b'dara. Whenever time says halacha, it means emes, it's true. There's an Itziv here. Itziv always talks about his lach mosh me Sinai. It's Evan. It's Evan. Everyone wave. He knows where we are. So the Itziv writes here, Be'emes halacha, that's halacha mosh me Sinai. And as the Itziv says, based on the Rambam, there's never a machlokes on halacha mosh me Sinai. So that's what it means, Be'emes here, that no one argues on this halacha mosh me Sinai. Ben Mevarach L'Aviv, Rashi writes, Birkas HaMazon Mishihigi L'Chinach. Once the son reaches the age of Chinach, he could bench for his father. Dechai Midirban. There's a Chiv Midirban of Chinach. U'maseches Brachos Perak Mishamesu Mokim L'Kigon Shelo Achol Aviv El Kazayis. It's talking about a case where the father himself didn't have a Shir Kazayis, and it's only Chai Midirbanon. They have a Shir Midirbanon. Dimidirais L'Mechayiv Ad Desava. On the deraisa level, you only have in benching once you have a savata until you're entirely satisfied. But since in this case he had less than a shear of savata, he only had a kazayas or kibetza, he's only chayim derbanon. In that case, a son could make a bracha on his behalf because the son's only chayim derbanon. So on this, Tosfos writes, Be'emes amru ben mevarach l'aviv, the bottom Tosfos, ein zem inyan mishnah senu. This has nothing to do with our mishnah at all. Our mishnah is talking about halal, we're talking about birkas hamazon. V'lo ma'isi lei ela agav gror. We only bring it because the concept of tavolo me'ira. That tavolo me'ira, such a person who uses shliach, his wife or son or an eved, as a shliach tavolo me'ira. That's the only reason why we bring it. That's connected in that regard. The hach lo ayri b'mikro, so we're not talking about reading it and you should repeat word after word. Do perak misha mesu wrote to ladaktik mikan, because the Gemara in Brachos wants to prove from here, do noshim chayavos b'birkas hamazon deraisa. It must be from this braisa that a woman is chayav on a deraisa level of benching. Midemotzia acher midei chavason, the fact that the isha can be motzei her husband, must be the isha is likely just as chayav on a deraisa level as her husband is. And the Gemara asks, Uparach Katan, what about Katan? A Katan, everyone agrees, is not Chayv on a Deraisa level. How could a Katan be Motze his father who's Chayv on a Deraisa level? Ikilamema Deraisa. Oh, sorry, the question is, Uparach Katan, Ikilamema Deraisa. Could you say Deraisa to a Katan? Ella, Hochav Mayaskinan, Da'achal Shira Derbanan. Must be where the Katan ate a Derbanan Shir. Umapik Derbanan. Where the father ate a Derbanan Shir. And therefore, a Katan can be Motze the father because the father's only Chayv on a Derbanan level. So that's Tosfos, basically like Rashi, and they quoted the Gemara there.
Is that Ella going back on the Katan and Nashim, or just the Katan?
So Pashas is going back on everything, but you can read it really both ways. It might only going back. It's hard to say that the Katan's on the Rabban level and the Nashim is on a Deraisa level.
Right.
Some of them, you know, they're all really the same group. But Yesh Lach, or you could say maybe it's only going back in a Katan, but really Isha remains in a Deraisa level.
Okay,
what do we got here? I'm just checking my notes here. Yeah, Gary?
Just thinking out loud. How can the Gemara quote the rest of the Braisa from the prophets?
This is the rest of the Braisa, isn't the Gemara?
The Gemara itself never establishes that when it says the Emissom rule that a man and a woman could be getting.
I mean, it doesn't talk about it doesn't quote the Gemara.
It doesn't quote the rest of the Braisa saying, no, we must be talking about the Rabban. Rashi is also saying it has to be talking about the Rabban. I was just thinking, like, why is the Gemara.
Okay, that's not. The Gemara in Sukkah's intention is not to really elaborate on this Braisa. The only reason why it's here is because the connection to Vola Meira. The Gemara Brachos intention is to figure out what's going on here. So then Tosef goes to Tosefta, and b'Tosefta Katani Gavi Birkas Amazon De'ein Isha Ve'Eved V'Katan Motzin Es Rabim Yidei Chavason. A woman cannot be motzi Rabim the Chiv benching. V'Ikala Okme Kishar Achal Shir D'Raisa, and you could say it's talking about where they ate a Chiv and. Where the man ate a shir deraisa, he was savata, and therefore the ish chayv on a deraisa level, the nashim and katan are chayv only the derabanan level. That's why Tosefta says it can't be motzi. Again, this brisa here in Gemara Sukkah says a woman can be motzi. The Tosefta says a woman cannot be motzi. What's the difference? Our Gemara is talking about where the man had a shir derabanan, and the Tosefta is talking about where the man had a shir deraisa, and a woman can only be motzi on a derabanan level, not on a deraisa level. So that's how you deal with the Tosefta. And then Tosefta goes on to say, "V'ein yachol adaktik mikan the birkas amazon deraisa." You can't prove from here that benching is deraisa. The deal will lo havi deraisa. Maybe benching is really not deraisa. Came in the aim at starfos leziman, since women cannot be mitstarf for benching. This is very strange, reading this Tosefta. What does that mean? You can't prove from here that benching is deraisa? What does it mean you can't prove from here that benching? Isn't it pasha that benching is deraisa? Right, but the Girsa of Tosu says. So that's the Marsha. So Marsha, no. There's a Girsa issue. First, the Marsha quotes the Marshal, I think.
Yeah.
Who maintains this Girsa? Even though I didn't see the Chachma Shalom himself who had the Girsa. I don't think he had that Girsa. What? But the Marsha had a Masorah, I guess that Marshal did have such a Girsa. You can't prove from here that benching is deraisa.
Right.
So it's possible benching is only derabanan.
Right.
That's what Tosa says. And the Marsha said that was the girsa of the Marshal. And all the old Nishchals were like that.
Right.
And the Marsha says it's possible to say that. Deleka man de polig. No one ever asks the question. The only machlokes is in the shear. The shear is kibetza or kibetzayas. But everyone agrees that benching itself is deraisa. The pasuk says the only two brachas are deraisa. What are two brachas? Benching and dechstara. No one ever argues that benching should not be deraisa. So therefore, the Marsha says it must be that the girsa is the shaila is whether or not, as Gary said, ain't a. How do you read this? The ain chayavos birkas amazon. He says the word chayavos that women. You can't prove from here that women are chayiv are not chayiv in deraisa level. Right. What's it? That's how the gear says. Tosos had a question from the Tosefta deals with the Tosefta, and then he says, don't prove from here that women are not chayiv in deraisa level. The fact that a woman cannot be motzi a man. No, really, maybe a woman is chayiv in a deraisa level. But what's the reason why they can't be motzi a man? So then he goes on to explain, because maybe in regards to zimun. They can't be involved because Afapi, well, he quotes the Mishnah in Brachos, Memhe, Ein Motzius, they can't be Motzi, a woman cannot be Motzi, Afapi Sha'ish Motzion, even though a man can be Motzi a woman cannot be Motzi a man, why is that? Shani Ish, De Chashiv Tvei, because a man is somewhere Chashiv, what exactly does that mean? Everyone likes that, right? A man's a little more Chashiv.
Works
for you. It might be, alternatively, Inami Mishum De Rabim Zila Bo Milsa. Or perhaps it's not covered to Rabim. Like, yeah.
Sorry.
So I'm not sure what Ish Trey, right? I think the Rav has something. I forgot what he said. I have to look up in a second. But he has two different answers. Let's go for the second answer for a moment. The second answer is that it's not covered Rabbim that a woman should be motzi them, and it's no different than Megillah. And we'll get to Megillah later. That's the second answer. What's the first answer that Ish Chashiv Tvei? Any suggestions on that?
Well, his chiyuv is zimut. It's higher than woman's chiyuv.
It's higher. Not that it's covered Rabbim, but just the different levels.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one you're saying.
The zimut one. Yeah, because women are chiyuv on zimut to some extent, right? So a man's, right, exactly. A man's chiyuv is higher.
So that's interesting. So do we have such a concept in Daraisa levels that there are two different levels of Daraisa? Is it just like higher, lower level? Or maybe they're like, let's say, two kiyumim. A man is chayv in two kiyumim, and there's only one kiyum for the woman.
But women are chayv in zimut.
Right, I'm trying to
possible.
Right, so
and not the second one.
Right, so what is the difference then?
There's a higher level there, right? I mean, that's a big finish, but
do we have a model like that?
No, I can't think of any. But
any other models we have like that?
I understand what you were saying.
I mean, some like about a woman's chiyuv in zimun. We said that a man has a higher level of a chiyuv than woman in zimun. In Berachas Hamazon. So we're saying that men are chayv in berachos and zimun, the woman only in one, and not in zimun, or the woman also chayv in zimun or not.
Right. What does zimun have to do with benching? Why are we bringing zimun in with benching?
Because zimun is when you bench with three people or more, you make a mezumen. And then you're one person, says Rabbi Sinai, and is motzi this new, other than benching, an individual benching, I've got to say bracha.
But for everyone, that's kulo derabanan. Isn't that derabanan?
Zimun?
Yeah, zimun is derabanan.
No, I think they're big in pesukim now, don't they?
Tishim Hashem
HaTorah. Yeah.
Is there Isaac?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
it's a derisa kim, at least perhaps. Sure, maybe not, maybe it might be only derban based on the smachta. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
I think it's
but even if it's not derisa, still we're saying the woman cannot do zimun, whatever it is.
Right.
So just because they're chayv in derisa level, don't prove just the fact they can't do zimun. Don't prove they're not chayv in a derisa level. It's possible they are chayv in benching derisa, but zimun has a different governed by different rules. And so, in fact, that ish maybe is chayv more than a nasha isha. That might be why.
In Zimun.
Well, I'm not sure. In Zimun or benching, right? What's the question? Well, what's the answer?
Well, definitely benching, he's going with it the same.
For the same, right? Okay. But, right. Well, they're both derisive, but still, maybe one's a higher level than the other?
No, I don't know how you read that in then. Why would he even bring in Zimun then?
Maybe Zimun's in
A. Because Berachos was a trigger Zimun, so therefore, once the man's higher in Berachos was, and therefore.
Exactly. I mean, you have to answer, what's zimun? Is zimun just a magnified or an amplified benching? Or no, there's benching, and then once you have three or more men, you could do a zimun, which is another inyan. So you could raise that question, zimun. So isn't a man more chashiv than a woman in regards to benching, in regards to zimun? And what exactly, do we have such a concept that they have the same level, like they're both chayv equally, deraisa benching, or perhaps deraisa zimun, but one's higher than the other one? Is such a concept, is there precedent for such a concept? Of different levels, that anyone could think of anything? I can't think of anything right now.
Different levels of deraisa?
The question is, yeah. we're saying right now definitively that zimun is deraisa?
I'm not sure.
Right,
If
it wasn't that, I'd be happy to say that.
Let's say they're both derabanan, let's say. Let's say that zimun is derabanan.
I'd be more comfortable saying it.
I do hear that.
Zimun is derabanan, what's the discussion? How does it relate back to deraisa?
Well, we're saying that the Braisa says a woman cannot be motzi zimun. So Tosa says, don't prove that a woman can still be chayv in benching deraisa, but zimun's a different discussion. Hi.
Right. Tosa says that nashim are nashim are chayv tzvei, are chashiv tzvei.
Chashiv tzvei, right.
They're more important.
Right.
So perhaps not a din in the zimun being deraisa, the benching deraisa, rather than in the man and the woman.
Meaning.
That there's something about the man that is more chashiv. Not that it relates to benching at all. It just happens to be.
It's a din in the gav, not the chesed.
But how does that relate to benching? Who's being motzi who?
I said maybe give it to a kohen early, but if they take precedence, there's more covenant.
Oh, that's interesting. Very good. Great model.
Because they have more chiyuvim, they do avodah and whatnot. Men have more chiyuvim than they do.
That's great.
Shas my grandma, plus the woman.
It takes an effect on the itself.
And that's better with the Tosos Rosh. What he says, he changed up the lesson Tosos Rosh.
He learns like the Marsha, no?
Say, Tosfos Shai at the end though, he doesn't bring up the thing about Zima. He talks about Kol HaMitzvos.
I didn't see that. Let me take a look. I have Tosfos Rashi right here.
Yeah,
sure.
Right here. Oh,
That's a great point though. I looked it up.
I think it fits really well in the Tosfos Shai.
So
since they're chayiv in all the mitzvos, that's why they're merchashiv. Once they're merchashiv, their birth of Muslims become merchashiv as well.
Exactly.
And therefore, even though they're both deraisa, the woman's deraisa is a lower level. There can't be most of the higher guys merchashiv deraisa.
I didn't know when I quoted Tosfos Rashi, I didn't notice that point. I was just quoting him because he has the same gear as the Maharsha that ain ledatu that women are not chayiv deraisa.
Uh-huh.
I didn't read this answer here, so this is fantastic. That lo chashiv lehotzi anashim. The chashiv etzvei shechayiv and mechal mitzvahs. That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, I didn't realize that. So we do have. So you said the great model from it was the benching of Kohen goes first, perhaps a Levi, right? Talmud Chacham, all those different things. So an ish would also be more chashiv. But how do you grade? How do you evaluate who's more chashiv? So tell us. We look at the mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs people are chayiving? Is that the reason why a Kohen is more chashiv though? Because he's chayiving more mitzvahs, or just a Kohen has more kedusha?
What's the kedusha come from? Is only instilled by the mitzvahs that he has.
I think Rosh Hashanah may say that. I think he does. He said it's really one and the same thing.
You can argue.
I think so.
You can argue on that.
You can, for sure. You can have the argument. I think Rosh Hashanah learns like that. I think the Kedusha flows from the Chiyuv mitzvahs. That's very, very interesting. Okay, great. Awesome.
That would explain Nazir also, I guess.
Because why? He's more kadosh. Does he have more mitzvahs, though? I don't know if he has more. Do we view the Yisurim he takes upon himself as being a gavra of more mitzvahs now? Or just he has more kedusha? I don't know, so I guess that might be that maybe the litmus test. He may have more kedusha, but not necessarily more mitzvahs.
Right.
Hi, you like the fish sticks?
Something that's never
been said. Let me try to quickly see what the Rav said here. I think he deals with this question.
Yoni likes it.
Yum.
He's a longer piece. I'll have to get back to this. Something about the tzibur related issues. But that's fine. I'm very happy. That's great. Okay, well done. So that's answer one of Tosfos. And the second answer of Tosfos is just the coveted tzibur issue. The women don't have, in general, by Megillah, coveted tzibur, we don't allow women to get up there to Motzi Rabbah, not because on a... it could be a sneer thing. I think there are a number of interpretations of that. But... without getting too detailed right now, just simply that it's not, fundamentally a woman might have the same chiv. It might be as chashiv, or maybe we don't care about who's chashiv is here. But really, fundamentally, we will allow them to be motzi and zimun. But kavod tzibur, some outside external issue, prevents that from happening, from us allowing them to do that. The Hagos Hashri, in Megillah gives an answer. And this may actually answer the explanation for the first answer of Tosfos. Anybody see that Hagos Hashri? What did he say?
He said that really Yos thinks that Chiyuv Nashim is Zereisa, but they can't be Motzi on them because they don't say Bris.
Right, or they're
not. They're not shy to the Lashon of Bris.
Exactly.
And Tosfos?
That's what Tosfos also says. Tosfos also says that, right? So what is that? How does that explain? What's the lumdus there?
We're thinking the same thing as Tosfos Ross, insofar as two levels, there's two levels of the deraisa, but it's just a matter in which way is it higher. Tosfos Ross is viewing like your global status in mitzvos affecting your mitzvah right now, and we can't look at your general status by mitzvos, that's not going to affect the mitzvah you're doing right now. Since this mitzvah right now, a man, listen, Lamaisa, the text says, Briso, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and a woman's not in that. So even though she might be chayav midaraisa, she's still on a lower level insofar as that she doesn't have the complete shleimus and mitzvah because of that text. And therefore, that's why the woman's not going to be able to most of the guy, even though she's deraisa, she's still a lower level deraisa because of the text thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, so in terms of your first part, I don't know if that we don't look at global mitzvahs, but maybe we just don't need to in this case. You have to look so far, but you can in general, not rejecting that concept in general. Okay, quick break while I get him some cookies.
They say you don't put back your song. After a test. We're trying to have sheer.
Yeah, milk.
We're not Sparta, we love milk and fish together.
I hear that's a Sephardi thing.
It's
a Sephardi
thing. Yeah, still getting used to it.
It's just a kind of the Sephardi thing.
Remember waffles?
Remember waffles? I don't know. There's no cleaning lady today. It's like room with peanuts. Cut right? Me some slack.
So cleaning lady today.
Fine, so let's go back to this again. Tell us this, how goes the Shri again. That I agree to Yoni that it's not a global thing. We're looking more locally. That with internally in the midst of Birkas HaMazon, women has less chiyah because they cannot say gris, and therefore there sounds to be similar to the first answer. It tells us that ish is chashuv tveh. Now in that regard, I don't want to get into this issue, but Tosef, you guys saw Tosef and Brachos, he addresses what are other people, their differences in Kohanim Levim. Because what can Kohanim Levim say?
Land.
Land, they have no land. They don't get a chelek baretz. So do Kohanim Levim, do they say, Shinchal to Lavoseinu? Was that a Lashon or Eretz, which whatever the Lashon is going on? Do they say that part? Some say they don't say that part. Maybe they don't have as strong a chiv as Israel. How are they able to be Motzi in the Zimun? That's a whole other discussion. Perhaps one time, it's a great sugya, fantastic sugya. Maybe one time we get to Korach. Is Korach going to be in the summer or before the summer? That's a great topic. The Chelek Levim. I have to see what kind of parsha.
Sounds like a Friday shir.
Good Thursday shir. So that's actually a great topic. If you want to go to read an article, I wrote on that once also. Yes. Not in online, it should be in the last year's Cold Street. For this week's Thursday this year, I think I might be doing. I'm not sure. I'm working on Pesach, Karim Pesach with Mitzrayim. What the uniqueness of Karim Pesach with Mitzrayim is? It's not so hard. It's not so bad.
Kachim?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, continue Kachim 101.
The
Karim Pesach of Mitzrayim, how's different than Karim Pesach with Doros?
Chagiga.
Chagiga. It comes with Chagiga, Karim Pesach Mitzrayim?
Yeah.
Anywhere.
With the Tavchet over there, maybe, with all the Kabbalists, the Talmud.
The Talmud. Not the Karim Pesach.
They also bring the Karim Pesach thing over there.
Are you sure?
They bring a Pasuk saying.
Yeah?
I'm not sure.
I could be wrong. I know that'd be Karim Talmud.
What's top?
Okay, fine. So those are some answers in how you view the Nashim's role vis-a-vis or versus the men. Now, what about the Girsa of Marshal, though? Who seem to have said that the question is whether or not there's a Chiyav Deraisa benching at all. Is there any way to explain that Girsa? Anyway, see the Kapos tomorrow?
Isn't there the Gemara?
That the Chayim benching?
Deraisa?
Yeah, so. No, for sure. So, but still, he wanted to say, how can you deal with that such a Girsa? Let's say you had the Girsa, because all the Nischals had that Girsa. And the Girsa was, again, Ein Ladaktik Mikan, the Birkas Muslim Deraisa. So, how do we deal with that? Girsa, so the Kabbalist Tamarim gives an answer. Again, I don't tell the best answer, and I think he agrees, but he wants to explain it somehow anyways. Maybe the Girsa, or the Nusach, of the benching is not Deraisa. The concept of benching for sure is Deraisa. The particular Nusach of the benching is not Deraisa, and that's the suffix he wants to say Tosos has. Now, I'm not really sure how that fits to the overall discussion of Tosos, why he's discussing the Nusach. Could be because the Nusach of Bris, a woman can't say Bris. So maybe women are still chayav deraisa. The fact they can't say bris, don't knock them out, because the chiv to say bris in the first place isn't deraisa. That's the discussion. Really, in the end of the day, it's really the same thing whether women are chayav or not. But it goes back directly, the toes are directly talking about, is the nusach of benching deraisa or is it not deraisa? That's the discussion he has. So that ends our first discussion of women's chiv and benching. Now, let's still remain here. Now, the last line of Tosfos quotes his Bahad. He says, and the second answer of why women can't be motzi in Zimun, the second answer is because it's Mishum de Rabim Zila Bahu, it's somehow not covered Rabim, whether it's Sneas or some other issue. Milsa, the Arei Megillah, the Nashim Chayavas Ba, women, everyone agrees, women are Chayavin, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Af Heino Yubosa Neis, women are definitely Chayav in Megillah. Yet, Perish Bahad, Baal Hilchas Kedolos writes, the Ein Nashim Motzios, as a Rabim, Nidei Chavasim be Megillah. A woman cannot be motzi a man's chiv in the rabbim in Megillah. So, let me just pull up my notes for a second here. So, the Baha'i one, Tanur, all of Yerushalayim quote this Baha'i that a woman cannot be motzi. And the question, why can a woman not be motzi a man? So this tells us is a unique shita, his explanation. What's the explanation, why can a woman be motzi man in Megillah? Because of Kavod HaTzibur. That's the reason why. The explanation for the Bahag is covenant tzibur, and therefore a woman cannot be motzi a man. There are a number of other answers. Some in the Rishonim, some in the Achronim. Yechaim?
Is that even in the tzibur, or is that even in the woman? That it's not covenant for the woman to be motzi the tzibur? Or not covenant for the tzibur to be motzi by the woman?
Yeah. I think it's a fair question. You probably have to look in the sugya of covenant tzibur to figure that out a little better. I would say Pashtus is it's not covered for the Rabbim, but I could see the side that maybe it's not.
If they're chayav, just meaning Mikra Megillah is din derabanan. If woman is also chayav derabanan.
Well, Mikra Megillah is dibre kabbalah, might be a little more than just derabanan, but okay, fine.
Assuming that women are chayav on the same level, like they're chayav in Kriya, which, whatever, that's the budget. But assuming they're chayav in Kriya, then why would it be not.
No, I'm saying that's what we're trying to explain. What were the reasons you're at? Lechora, they should have, they do have the same level, and lechora, they should be able to be motzi man. So, covered Robin is an external answer. There's something outside.
I mean, where does the covered come from? Does the covered come from the chiyuv that they generate?
Well, I'm saying the covered Robin is definitely some external issue. The chiyuv is the same, according to this answer. They both have the same chiyuvim and same cumim, but a covered Robin is another factor, let's say called sneas for now.
So, something's not covered like about a woman.
It's not covered for the rabbim to be yotzei through a woman up there. It's not sneez. Wherever the sneez is, you want to say kol isha. Do you want to say just not tanua for a woman to be in a public eye like that up on stage? And even with sneez, yesh lachor sneez a problem in the rabbim who look at a woman, or sneez a problem in herself the way she has to carry her own self. I think it's a fair hakira in kavod tzibur, but in terms of the chiyuv, I think they're both equal. Woman and man, according to this answer, have the same exact chiyuv. The reason why she can't is just some outside reason. Covered rabbim. We'll see other answers that, no, actually the chi of a woman is different than that of a man. And there are a number of answers. Who says like that? Let's say the Rush. What is the Rush, right? Anybody see the Rush?
Two dinim.
What are two dinim?
Yeah.
What?
Kriya and Shmiya.
Kriya and Shmiya. Okay, so who's chayv in which?
Everyone's chayv in Shmiya. Only men are
chayv in Kriya. Right. Only men are chayv in Kriya, right. And it's for that reason that in fact the chiyuvim are not the same. That although the women are included in Afhayna Yubos and Ace, they're chayiv in Shmiya Samagila, I guess. They won't be able to be motzi the inyan of Kriya that men are chayiv. Where is this thing? Simon Dalit, I wrote?
Yeah.
But that one, but.
I mean, the Rush starts off. It's only after he quotes the Bahag that he makes that.
I quote the Bahag, right? Ain chayavos.
According to that Svara,
yeah.
And what I think the Rush continues is, but only until after they heard only until after they already heard Megillah can women then read Megillah.
Only once they've. Let's see this. The Baal Chodos Paskin Nashim is not chayav only Mishmiya, but Kriya, they cannot be moti on Nashim. Because men are chayav in Kriya. Right, until, right, a woman is.
Right.
A man is not yote until he hears someone from who's mechuyev in Kriya. Right, I think that's all he says. No, he says a man has to hear from another man who's chayv in Shmiya, chayv in Kriya. Gary, is that your problem? I'm not sure what your problem is.
He continues and he says that, but after a woman already hears it from a man, she can then read. No, did I make that up?
I think you made it up.
I made that up.
I think I don't see that. That made later on. Made later on in the bottom here.
I made it up.
I don't see if the show to me, so I'm not saying.
Assuming that was true.
I'll read it. Let me read it here, okay? He says like this: Ein hanashim ein chayavos el b'shmiya. About kriyasa, eino motzia hanashim yidei chavasan. A woman cannot be motzi the Indian of Kriya she chayavin b'kriya, because men are chayav in Kriya. Ad she yishmu until men hear mipi hanashim amechuyavin b'kriya, until they hear from men themselves who are chayav in Kriya kemosan.
Right. So what's that going on? I read that as going on. Women can then read it after they've already heard from men.
No, because he says kamosan, just like they themselves.
Men themselves.
Yeah, I think may have. So the rush writes again. This first, according to Tosos, it seems that the chiyuv of the women and men are the same. The only reason why women cannot be motzi is from external reason. The rush says the chiyuv is not the same. The chiyuv of a nashim is less than that of a nashim. Nashim are only chayv to listen; they're not chayv to read it. Yet men are chayv also to read it.
It sounds like the Rush himself was definitely in the Mahag.
Definitely.
It seems like the Rush himself holds different than the Mahag. Like the Rush first says his thing. And then he said, and he says that Mustoma, from the Rosh of the Gemara. Actually, I'm not sure if he's holding like the Mahag or not. Do you think he's holding like the Mahag?
I'm not sure. He quotes it. He doesn't say as a dissenting opinion.
Right. I mean, he starts off by saying, like, he starts off his original thing. The Gemara says Mikro, whatever.
That's
so
true.
Mashma.
Alpha Krosa.
Alpha Krosa. And then it brings the Mahag to be Mahag, like, that no, it's only Shmiya. Right. But it could be that the Rush himself really does hold, you know, against the Mahag, If they do have their own chiyuv in kriya.
I hear that. So it's possible they are arguing. I agree to that point. You want some cookies, buddy? Fine. So then there's a Turi Evan. Anybody see the Turi Evan?
Yeah. You pulled it out. Then you only left. And I was like, anyway, you know what I mean. And we had to come all the way over here.
In fact, the women's cave is also different than the men's, differently than the rush. He says that the women's chiyuv. How do we know men are chayiv? Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah. The sukkim in Megillah says a woman is chayiv. Megillah said men are chayiv to listen to the Megillah. How do we know that women are chayiv in the Megillah? What's the source of women?
Afein.
So Tur Evan says, Afhain, this mechanism of Afhain, is a din klali. It's a klaliistic type of din. They're chayiv in general mitzvahs, but it's not unique to each particular mitzvah. So though they're chayiv to do Mikra Megillah through Afhain or Yubilos and Ace, it's not as strong as the, inherent chayiv of the men in Megillas Esther. It comes from some outside source, which just makes it some general klali chayiv to women. So therefore, women are chayiv on a less level, and therefore cannot be motzi men.
That's another answer,
yeah.
Sorry, how did Bahag beat the Gemara? I don't really pay attention to the Torah, but like, Gemara even goes as well.
As long as you're honest.
No, it was what the Gemara said, that the notion like Chayos, Likros, Megillah, some of the, he uses the notion of Likros, right?
Right.
That's why all the Rishon go nuts with the Bahag.
Yeah.
How does the Bahag beat that Gemara?
I'm not sure. According to the Rush, that might be the difficulty in the Rush of understanding. But yeah. Is that funny? So that's the answer of the Turi Evan. Yeah.
It was like 2 minutes left in Seder. I was already like getting my coat on, I was ready to come all the way over here.
That's fine. No, I thought you said you didn't understand the Turi Evan when I just explained that.
No. And then when I was reading it in
The Russian
woman can't be
motzi
another woman as well, yeah?
A woman cannot be motzi another woman? Does the Rush say that? Yeah?
Why not?
That'll
mess up all.
Yeah, that a woman cannot be motzi another woman in Megillah? Yeah, he says that?
I think so.
Okay, I didn't see it. I still have to look up inside.
So it's possible, according to the Rush, the fact that the women aren't chayiv in Kriya. Does that mean they can't generate a Kriya because they're only chayiv in Shemit? Only somebody that's chayiv in Kriya has ability to be Makari to read it. Only men can read it because only men is chayiv to read it. Even if they read the words, that's not called Kriya anymore.
Maybe, I don't know. I have to look at the Rush. I hear that. It's possible.
They obviously have the same idea as one another.
It's possible. It's possible the Shema can only... But a woman could read for herself, though. I think, no?
That's my gosh on that point.
How much of... I don't know if the Rush said that, though. I'll have to see. Okay, I'll have to take a look at it. Okay, I'll look back at there. Mirat Hashem. Then we have a few other answers. The Rishimas brings an answer from his father. Well, let me try. The answer I just said about the Afinah Yubos and Ace was not the Turi Evan, that was the Moshe Salvechik. I apologize. Turi Evan gives something a different answer. Moshe Salvechik gives the answer of Afinah Yu. Turi Evan writes that men are chayiv on a Divrei Kabbalah level, women are chayiv only on a Madura Bana level. That's the answer he gives.
Not based on
Afin.
What's
the why? Well, I guess probably because there's no explicit pasuk including Nashim. It's only through Afhein Ayu that they're chayiv. Not that Afhein Ayu is a klali din. Just Afhein Ayu could only accomplish a derabanan. It only gives you a chiv derabanan.
So it's only Kabbalah who says it's only men through Kabbalah, not women?
The Megillas Esther, the chiv that we have in the Psukim and Megillas Esther, that's Divrei Kabbalah that men have to read.
It only says men?
Yeah. I think based on the only say men, how does the Gemara Daf Dalam say again? I mean, how do you know women, why do you need Afhein Ayu both an ace in the first place?
Yeah, the only time
the Rabbanon No, Afin tells us that they're Chayiv Dirabanon.
But you don't need it. Just say they're Chayiv Dirabanon because we decided to Chayiv Dirabanon. Why do you
need
it?
No, it's
misunderstood.
So what?
It's not
Shabbat. Therefore, you need
Afin. No, you don't.
You
just
say
they don't
Chayiv
Dirabanon. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just say the Chayim Derabanan, whether or not it's Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grom or not.
So it might get into Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grom even on Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe that's why. You would think they're Pater, but Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grom even on a Divrei Kabbalah level. Like we discussed previously, whether you say Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grom on Derabanan, maybe everyone agrees you say it definitely by Divrei Kabbalah, and that's why the Gemara has to include them through Afhenei Yibeos HaNeis. But once it comes to Afhenei Yibeos HaNeis, Tari Yavin explains, that only creates a Chiv Derbanon, not a Divrei Kabbalah. Similar to the Moshe Soloveitchik, where he says Afhenei Yibeos HaNeis, not what it creates, but really, I mean, it creates a Mitzvah Klalius, but not that lower level of Derbanon versus Deraisa. It's more of a general, global, universal type of Mitzvah. Is that clear, fine? So we have Tosfos, Covenant of Sibur, we have the Rush, Nashma Chayv only in Shmir, Tari Evan only Chayv Derbanan, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that their Chayv in Afen Ayu is a Klali Mitzvah. Then the Rav explains that Mikra Megillah has really two dinim. Their two dinim are that there's a Chayv Talmud Torah and there's a Chayv Pirsum Hanes. And there are a number of Rav, Pirsum Hanes, you don't have to really prove that. In terms of Talmud Torah, there are a number of Rav for that as well.
Women also,
no, so just general, and that's going to be the answer. That's how he's going to be mechayev between nashim and anashim. How they going to? Which din exactly? And Talmud Torah, women are patern, so that inyan, that kiyum of chiyuv of Talmud Torah won't apply to nashim. So therefore, nashim are lower level than anashim in the chiyuv.
The men with chashiv tvei.
That exactly. They may answer that. That exactly. They're more chashiv, but that chashiv tvei is really explaining birkas hamazon, not explaining megillah.
Yeah, but at least you've seen the idea that you can be at the same level halakhically, whether Dereish or Derabanan, whatever, the same level. It's just there could be another aspect that makes them higher.
Right. That is true. Right. So like what I've been saying is that such a concept we find by Megillah and benching that you could have higher both Chayim and Dereish level.
Right.
Oh, you're right, buddy? But there's still different levels. Right. I wouldn't really say levels, they're different kiyumim. But okay.
Is it? I'm just exactly. He learned the Talmud Torah from the Megillah, the Talmud Torah apart from the Megillah. Like he learns it from.
I don't know if he elaborates on here, but I think elsewhere he does. I think proofs for it. All right. I'll tell you one proof. The Gemara Dav Dalman off writes that Chayv Adam Likros is a Megillah Belaila Uvlishnosa Bayom. Learn it in the read it in the morning and twice. What does Lishnosa mean?
Okay.
So Rashi tells us one says like to learn it.
All right, I like that. There you go.
Okay. So that's definitely a place to look. And then finally, the Gra explains that the chiyuv nashim, the chiyuv on women, is only vis-a-vis the chiyuv the baal. He quotes based on I think a Rashi and other pesukim that there's a chiyuv of mishpacha. The idea by Megillah is to have family and that the baal is to make sure that everybody's yotzi the mitzvah. Through the mishpacha, so the woman's chayiv is not for mifnei atzma that she's own chayiv on her own right. Rather, it's the baal's chayiv to ensure that she and the rest of the family hear the megillah. So she has a very secondary role, and it could be very you could link it up with the rush. For the rush, her role is only for shmiya. She doesn't have a chayiv independently to do a kriya, but rather to shmiya out the baal the mishpacha idea. And
I feel like by Mitzvah
Simchas Yom Tov. Exactly. Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Her chiv is for her only the baal has to be misameach her. Now that she on her own right has to be simcha. Then finally, there is a or sameach. I don't remember what he says though. Let's see if I can get a clip of here.
Which is your motion. Yeah. Maybe you could find it. Maybe you could do that. Maybe that's a sexual thing after, right? Exactly.
At night.
What?
At night.
What do you learn that with?
My balls.
Character down.
My balls.
There
it is.
Yeah.
Good guy. Okay, I'm not sure. There's an important or samach. Megillah Aleph. I don't have time to read it right now to get clear to you guys. And then there's also I also saw there's a Shita Mikubetz's Erech and Daf Gimel Amin Aleph Shem Tosas Rush, which is also important. But again, my notes I don't have written down here. I apologize for not being able to look it up.
Min Bamino. Min Bamino.
Is that the issue?
They talk about semen over there, women and semen.
And in Erechin, they talk about a number of things. Yeah.
Amin Aleph.
Okay, so it could be. Could be this year. So I would say, look, I have in regards to Mirka Megillah.
So Megillah as well.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here.